46 spent the transition telling struggling Americans, help is on the way. I promise, $2,000 check, and then it became a $1,400 check. And lately, what's happened to the checks? The check isn't even in the mail. Not to mention the fact that you're going to have to wait for weeks for the post office to deliver it if it ever does get in the mail. And now we're talking about, what, people making over $85,000? You don't get a check, even though you were promised a check before. It's getting worse by the minute. Former Houston area Congressman Ted Poe joins us. Imagine that, a politician not living up to a promise, Judge. What do you think of that? Are you there, sir? There you are. Gotcha.
Americans are cynical, and rightfully so, that historically politicians will promise anything to get a vote, and then as soon as they get in office, they change their mind. I think Biden may have set the record for broken promises quicker than anybody else, especially in president, in promising. In one speech, he said that $2,000 checks were on the way, and of course, they never have been on the way. It was $1,400. And I think even his promises may have affected the Georgia Senate election. But he's going to set the record for broken promises. He started out with this. And all of the things he said he would do for the economy, he's already backtracked on it. And one thing that's, I think, really pretty serious, he said he'd get us out of these Middle Eastern wars. And what happened? He bombed Syria a week or so ago. And so he is living what we all are cynical about, politicians, make a promise, get the votes, and then when you take office, you don't have to follow your promise.
But if you vote for that, and it constantly happens, wouldn't you think at some point in time, you know, light bulb would come on and you'd learn something from it? Why are we such slow learners?
Well, because we're like Charlie Brown when Lucy puts the football in front of us. She pulls it out, of course, and that's what she did in the cartoon, and that's what happens. People hope, they hope that the politician means it when he says it or she says it, and disappointed consistently. But Biden is a perfect example of that, and he said those things to get votes, of course, and the people that supported those ideas are irritated that he didn't keep his word.
So do you think 2 years from now they'll punish him for that or not?
It's hard to say if the Democrats will punish him or not. I think Republicans, of course, are just looking at that as another reason why he should not be in office, is the fact that he doesn't keep his word. I think that's a pretty big deal, you know, for a president not to keep his word. And that's why people were shocked about President Trump, because he would say something, then he kept his promise.
He really did.
Right down the line on all of his things. And that's why he was a remarkable, whether people like him or not, he kept his word.
Yep, and there's something to be said for that. Like you said, whether you like him or not, always good to talk to you, Judge. Thank you, sir. Former Houston area Congressman Ted Poe.